Okay. So yesterday we had left off putting together the first teretz to the Bahag. So by popular demand, let's look back at a part of it in the time that we have now, and let's also maybe take a peek going forward. The Chinuch opens us up to another approach. So let's wrap up yesterday and I'll whet your appetite for going forward. So let's take a look here. If you have a Gemara Pesachim, I don't know if you have a Gemara Pesachim, you can look at this Russian side. But even if you have only a Gemara Pesachim without the back, you can still take a look at Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. If you don't have a Gemara Pesachim, let me open up for you right here. Here we go. Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalet. So the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalet talks about Achalo Lachatzotin. This is in the Sugyas of Moror. The Gemara says a Jew eats the Moror by halves. Here we go. The Gemara is talking about when are you Yotzei Moror, when you're not Yotzei Moror. If it was demai, are you yotzei? If it was without kavana, yotzei. Here, achalo lechatzayin. The little letter beis, kuf yudal and beis. Achalo lechatzayin. A Jew eats a mar by half. They don't eat the whole kazayis at once. They eat a piece and another piece. Chatzik kazayis, another chatzik kazayis. Yatza, you're still yotzei. Ubilvad shlo yishay ben achila lechaver ta yosim mikadei achilas pras. As long as you didn't pause for too long. You don't have to eat the entire kazayis in one mouthful. But, and this is the idea we've come across in many other places in Shas as well, you don't have to eat a kazayis in one mouthful, but it has to be b'chadei achilas pras, and the time it would take to eat a number of kazayisim. Not clear whether pras is 6 kazayisim, 8 kazayisim, 9 kazayisim, maybe 12, whatever it is, but in the amount it would take, time it would take to eat 6 or more kazayisim, you have to eat at least that one kazayis. You don't have to eat straight. If you pause, you eat a kazayis, half a kazayis, then you wait 15 minutes, eat another half a kazayis, those don't blend together, al pi halacha, to be considered a single achilas kazayis. That's true both for isurim and for mitzvos. A Jew, rachman l'tzlan, eats something treif, you only get the onesh of malchus of kares, whatever the onesh is for that aveira, if you eat kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras. A Jew eats one little shred of nevela at 9 o'clock in the morning, another shred of nevela at 10 o'clock in the morning. He keeps eating tiny bits until finally, the course of the day, he ate a kazayis. You don't get malchus for that. It's not a kazayis bechadei achilas pras. It's not a kazayis within the amount of time they would take to eat a pras. Kedei achilas pras. The time it would take to eat half a loaf of bread, which again is 6 or more kazayis. So that's the Gemara in Pesachim, the Arvi Pesachim, Kuf Yudal Mabez. So the Rush was commenting on that when he gets up to that Gemara. Here, Simon Chafei. Here you see at the top. Achalo lachatzoyen. He quotes the Gemara. Achalo lachatzoyen yatsa. Ubilvad shlo yishibo ben achil lecharvata yos mikdei achilas pas. He begins by quoting the Gemara. And then the Rosh adds a comment. Why is this true? You have to have a kazayis bechdei achilas pras. Mishum says the Rosh, I'll tell you why. Mishum de mevarech al achilas morar. Because you're making a bracha al achilas morar. Tzarech sheyochol kazayis. That's why you have to eat a kazayis. Because of the bracha. De'ein achila b'pachas mekazayis. Because achila is kazayis. Achila means kazayis. You're making a bracha al achilas morar. Okay. He says, but karpas, you only make a bar pri adama, beis pei hei aleph. You only make a bar pri adama, and the karpas, he calls yurakos rishonos, the first round of vegetables. You're not saying achila. There's no bracha. There's no language of al achilas mar. Ain't tzarech mem kazayis. So the karpas, you don't need a kazayis. Mar requires a kazayis because you have a bracha al achilas mar. But karpas doesn't require a kazayis because there's no bracha al achilas karpas. And as you know, some of the Baitosis even suggest you should bedavka not eat a kazayis of karpas because you want to juggle the bar priyadama to not have to say bar nefasha, so you could bar pi adama could possibly cover your mara as well. Okay. And we saw yesterday, right, the Rosh happened, the Rambam happens to disagree. Rambam thinks karpas also needs a kazayis. But the Rosh says again, no, karpas doesn't need a kazayis. There's no bracha al achilas karpas. But mara needs a kazayis. Why? Because there's a bracha al achilas mara. Right? So again, the Gemara, Kufi Dalal Beis had said mara requires a kazayis. Kazayis bechdei achilas pras, the way kazayis always works. Kazayis within the time span of achilas pras. And the Rosh says, oh, you know why? Because of the bracha al achilas mara. That's the Rosh. And then he moves on to other things. He moves on to the next piece of Gemara. Like nothing surprising has happened. So the Shagir Sari and other Achronim say, nothing surprising. That's shocking. What does that mean? You have to eat a kazayis of Mar because of the bracha achilas Mar? Tell me, why do you have to eat a kazayis of matzah? Because you make a bracha achilas matzah? No, because it's a mitzvah achilas matzah. That's why. The bracha isn't the cause of the kazayis. The bracha is a result. There's a mitzvah, achilas matzah. Achilas matzah means the kazayis. Once the mitzvah, achilas matzah is also a bracha. Bracha doesn't cause it. The Rosh makes it sound so the reason why you have to eat kazayis is because there's a bracha al achilas mar. So you said al achilas mar, you better make sure, you know, it's going to be true. You said achila, you got to make sure you're saying emes, so make sure you have a kazayis. That's what the Rosh sounds like. Shaka Asari said, it sounds so backwards. I don't know, so why did Chazal make a bracha al achilas mar? The Shua said al mitzvahs mar, then you wouldn't need a kazayis. It's pun kapoya. Why do you need a kazayis of mar? Should say, need a kazayis of mar, because it's a mitzvah of achila. What are you schlepping the bracha in for? Why are you schlepping the bracha in? So there are different ways to understand this, Rosh. What the Rav suggested, right, Shechtu quotes in the same piece in Eretz HaTzvi I mentioned yesterday, Eretz HaTzvi Simon Gimel, which is a kuntras on Birkas HaMitzvahs. So Shechtu quotes from the Rav the following suggestion. I had said it yesterday very briefly. Let's say it a little more slowly now. That the Rav suggested the Rosh doesn't mean... It's not primarily about the word achila. Oh, but since you said, he doesn't mean, and further, he doesn't mean that the reason why you need kazayis is because you're making a bracha. Since you're making a bracha, achila smar, oh, therefore you better make sure that's an achila. It's not, to use a terminology I know is close to some of your hearts. The Rav suggested the Rosh doesn't mean that the bracha is a siba for the need for kazayis. The bracha is a simon. The bracha just indicates what? So Rav suggested, it's not even so much the word achila. It's the very fact that there's a bracha at all. Because, Rav suggested, the Rosh is only talking about maror bizman hazeh. We've discussed in the past that the psukim talk about maror, but bizman, so mara is daraisa, yet bizman hazeh is drabanon. That's because mara exists min haTorah only in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Arvei Pesachim, mara is hechshera de pischa. It's a hechsher for the Karban Pesach. It's meant to be an accompaniment to the Karban Pesach. You eat the Karban Pesach together with matzah and mara. We spoke about this before Pesach. So min haTorah, if you have a Karban Pesach, you have mara. If you don't have a Karban Pesach, you do not have mara. The fact that we eat mar bizman hazeh is merely midrabanan. We are mechayiv to eat mar bizman hazeh, midrabanan. Ah. So the Rav suggests the Rosh wasn't wondering in the days of Beis HaMikdash, how come you have to have kazayis of mar? That's not an issue. That's pshukim in the chumash. The Rav suggested the Rosh's whole question was, but bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh la'achar churban habayis, shelo b'fnei habayis, to use the Maseches Chulin terminology. Shelo b'fnei habayis, do you still need a kazayis or do you not need a kazayis? The Gemara says yes. Why is that surprising? Why does that need explanation? So the Rav suggested, well, yes, bizman habayis, it was a din of achilas, moror, in conjunction with achilas, korban pesach. But how about bizman hazeh? How are Chazal masakein? When they decide to misake mar midrabanan, presumably zecher lemikdash, which is, by the way, terminology should sound very familiar from Menachos Daf Samach Vav, our Gemara. So what did that mean? What, how did they set it up? Did they set it up as a real mitzvah v'achila, albeit midrabanan? Or is it, no, you just have to make a zecher. So as long as you have a lick, a taste of mar, it's good enough. You don't really have to have a maisa achila, right? Similar, by the way, very similar to what we discussed, Tosis's pshat, the machlokas amaram, nachas amachvav. Right? The Tosis things, all the amaram agree that Sfiras Yomim is drabanan. But they argue, do you still have to have the full apparatus of Yomim and Shavuos? Or no, once it's merely a Zeichel HaNik, you just have to have like Sfiras Yomim flavor. Just count days as good enough. Right? So that machlokas we discussed a couple days ago, that sort of question is what the Rosh understood one could have asked about Mara as well. Where Chazal Mesake is, yes, the motivation was Zeichel HaMikdash, but what were Chazal Mesake? What were Chazal Mesake? Were Chazal Mesake, for the purpose of Zeichel HaMikdash, we have been Mesake a real Chiyav Maisa Achila, or no, just Mesake to make a Zeicher. So that's the shaila. Do you need a full kazayis? Is it a real maisa achila or not? So the Rosh says, look, the Gemara said, yes. The Gemara had said, yes, you need a real kazayis, even bezman hazeh, kazayis, bechtei achilas pras, the whole 9 yards, regular rules of maisa achila. So the Rosh wants to know, with that in mind, with the Rav framing what the Gemara, that the Rosh understood, the Gemara is asking questions specifically about mar bezman hazeh, not all of mar. Mar b'zman hazeh midrabanan, who is a targeted question the Gemara was raising. Is the takana of mar b'drabanan a full ma'is achila, or merely to make a zecher? Kazayis b'chei achilas pras, or just have a bit. So the Rosh understood, according to Rav, that that's what the Gemara was talking about. That's what the Brayis is addressing. Even b'zman hazeh you need kazayis b'chei achilas pras. And that, Rav suggested, what the Rosh is addressing. Well, why? Or how do we know? And here's the second point. Again, as I said before, not Siba, but Simon. He's not saying the reason why you need a kazayis is because after all, making a bracha, we say, Al Achila Samar. No. The reason why you need a kazayis is because that's the way Chazal chose to structure the din of Mar Jabbanon. Why? Presumably because of the rule we know from, by the way, Psachim Kufta Zayin and elsewhere. I said, I made a mistake the other day. I said Beitza. I don't think it's in Beitza, but it's in a number of other Masechtas, including Avri Psachim and elsewhere in Psachim. Kol Tikkur Rabbanan came to Raisa Tik. And the rule is, typically, Chazal try to craft the Rabbanans as much as possible, patterned after Din Raisa. So why do you need a Kazayis for Mar Rabbanan? Probably because of Kol Tikkur Rabbanan came to Raisa Tik. The Rush isn't even addressing why. What he is showing is another way to know it. So the Braisa said it, that you need a kazayis. And the Rosh said, you know where else you see it? Another simon is a bracha. And not even so much, here's the last leg of it. Not even so much the fact that you use the word achila, that too. The fact you use the word achila indicates it's a chiyav achila. That's a kazayis. But he said more. The very fact that there is a bracha at all indicates that it's a real, what Chazal chose to misakin from our drama was a real maisa achila. Because if they would have been misakin, just make a zecher, there wouldn't even be a bracha whatsoever, because it wouldn't be a well-defined maisa. And that point brings us back to the larger point the Rav was making in that kuntras, or they made over the course of several shiurim, over the years, Rav Schechter gathered into that single kuntras, Eretz Yisrael Siman Gimel, the notion that Birkas HaMitzvah were structured by Chazal to relate to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's what we're developing yesterday. You see it by Charoses, and the fact that there is not a bracha on Charoses, even though it's a mitzvah, because Mivianosa, because it's not primarily a mitzvah's tibul as much as it's the mitzvah of having it there without a well-defined ma'isa. And maror, the reason why there is a bracha is because there is a well-defined ma'isa. Because you need a kazayis, a real, even mar drabanan, is a real chovas achila. Not just to tickle the mar, to have a little taste of mar. No, chazam resakin, a real ma'isa achila, and therefore there is no bracha on charoses. There is a bracha on mar drabanan. And that brought us back, we had said yesterday, to explain again the first approach to making sense of the Bahag, the first approach to making sense of how could it be that you make that you miss a day, you're out. I be there 49 separate brachas. So that was the first answer. Is 49 separate brachas doesn't necessarily mean 49 separate mitzvahs. It just means 49 maase mitzvah. But maybe they all add up to one kima mitzvah. And now let me leave you. You could ponder over the course of the weekend with your chavrusa by yourself to begin to tickle your minds to think about a second approach to understand the Bahag that might go, as we said earlier, to the second hanacha. The Rosh had assumed, well, if there are 49 separate mitzvahs, then of course you miss it one day, you should still do the next day. How could one possibly disagree with that? So let's just take a look for a moment. I'll leave you with a teaser. The Sefer Achinuch. So I asked you what stands out, and the number of guys, a number of interesting points. There's a lot. There are a number of unique features in the Sefer Achinuch. Who he quotes, how he structures things. The Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer and Parshas Amar. We highlight one thing. He quotes the Bahag. Yesh Misha Amru. Yesh Amru, some say if you missed a day, you can't continue. Right. And then you take a look at what he says. He says, no, you can continue. Morenu Shebidorenu, DJ pointed out, that's unusual terminology. Our Rabbeim in this generation, who exactly is he referring to? Rabban, the Rashba, hard to know for sure. He said the more recent Rishonim don't agree with the Bahag. Rishonim, the Bahag was from the Gaonim, the Rishonim don't agree. Elamisha Shachach Yom Echad Yomar, what should you do? So I would think if you say we don't agree with the Bahag, Tosa said, yeah, you miss a day, continue the next day. If I missed 13, and last night was 14, so I realized last night, Gaval, I didn't count the night before. Okay. So count 14, according to Tosis, just carry on. Keep calm and count on. That's the approach of Tosis. But what did the Chinuch say? I'll leave you with this teaser. The Chinuch says, he doesn't just say, count tonight. El mishashah yom echad yomar emesh hayukach below bracha. First you should say, well, last night, emesh is last night. Last night was 13, but without a bracha on that. And then you count the rest of the days with the rest of the Jewish people. Now that is a tantalizing, mysterious language. Two things. Number one, what do you have to talk about yesterday? Why have to say yesterday was 13? Just say, tonight's 14. Shine, I missed yesterday. I understand. If I missed Lulav one day of Chol HaMoed, so the next day I have to say, oh, yesterday I should have shaken Lulav, and now I'm going to shake Lulav. Because of it's a vidui. What do you mean? Yesterday was. And the other pieces, and now I count the rest of the days in Kol Yisrael with the rest of the Jewish people. It's very poetic. It's very beautiful. I mean, as much as possible, I want to do all mitzvahs with the Jewish people. But the Chinuch doesn't usually say, you say Kriya Shema every morning with the rest of the Jewish people. You say Kriya Shema every night with the rest of the Jewish people. Blow shofar Rosh Hashanah im Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? Something to think about. The funny, intriguing, mysterious, puzzling language of the Chinuch. Number one, why are you talking about yesterday before you talk about today? But without a bracha, he stresses. Count yesterday, say what it was yesterday, but without a bracha, and then continue counting with the rest of the Jewish people. So the double puzzle in the language of the Chinuch may well hold, even though he's presenting how he disagrees with the Bahag, but he's onto something that the Baal HaTosfos were not grappling with. The Chinuch is grappling with something. And that's why he feels need to talk about. We have to say what happened yesterday, but without a bracha. And then you count today and tomorrow, the day after, with the rest of the Jewish people. So what the Chinuch is grappling with, he's trying to address with this, may well hold also a solution to understanding how the Bahag himself would explain his own Shita too. So that's something, a teaser for you to food for thought, to think about in the next couple of days. Mishnah will come back. We'll have Mishnah tonight. We'll talk about other things. We'll come back and meet Shem Sunday be ready to, you'll have a chance to also hear the Maamar Kolos, we're not, the additional Maamar Kolos number 24 went out this morning. More to think about in terms of what the chinuch is driving at. A number of other dinim, interesting features of Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, ways in which it's, it might be different than most other verbal mitzvahs. That's what's on Maamar Kolos 24. So Sfiras HaOmer sort of like beats to its own drum. It doesn't play by the rules of many other similar look. We have other mitzvahs of Amira, but many other mitzvahs of Amira, Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, and Kiddush and so forth. Sfiras HaOmer is a little different. So there may be something tying all this together. And I leave with one more puzzle to think about. A historical question. For several centuries, there was real Sveika Diyoma. From the middle of the Bayesheni period, when they stopped, you remember the Mishnah's Rosh Hashanah, at some point they used to have the torches. Bayes Rishon, everyone lived in Eretz Israel. Bayesheni already had many Jews living in Chutz La'aretz, in Bavel and elsewhere. So how are they going to know when Sanhedrin decides the Rosh Chodesh? So the Mishnah's tell us, remember those Mishnah's Rosh Hashanah, very pretty, picturesque Mishnah's. They used to have the torch system. So everyone found out within minutes. The information would travel hundreds of miles, basically the speed of, come out the speed of light. Right? But then, after a certain point during the Bayesh Sheni period, not exactly the speed of light. Within minutes, the information would travel hundreds of miles from Yerushalayim all the way to Babel. So that was a great system, except that at a certain point, they had to worry about the Tzedukim who were sending false messages. So they had to begin to send actual physical human messengers, horseback, camelback, whatever it was. And that began to take, obviously, much longer, which is where Sveika Diyoma came from. Once it's taken a couple of weeks, not a couple of minutes, the information to travel from Yerushalayim to Bavel, now Jews are going to come to the middle of the month. You still don't know whether, when was Rosh Chodesh, which means, does Pesach start tonight or tomorrow night? Does Sukkah start tonight, tomorrow night? And that's the source of Sveika Diyoma. And that persisted for several centuries until the end of the Sanhedrin, which was in the period, middle of the period of the Amoran, Hillel HaSheni, and they finally shut down under Roman persecution. So for several centuries, there was real Sveika Diyoma. They really didn't know whether today is Pesach or tomorrow is Pesach. That's where the 2 days Yontif comes from. Let me ask you a question. How did they count Sfiras HaOmer? So before the second Seder, right? So we say, Hayom Yom Echad Baomer, Hayom Yom Echad Laomer. Because we know that really it's Tazayin. But they really were in the real Sveika Diyoma. That's what they say. Well, tonight might be the first night. It gets even worse the next night. What do you say? Tonight is either the first night or the second night. How did they count Sfira? So eventually they found out, a week later the messenger showed up on horseback and said, by the way, Rosh Chodesh was Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh was Wednesday, whatever. So now I know, oh, it's really, tonight's really 14, or it's really 15. How do they start Sfira? Maybe they counted both. They're saying we have 2 days Yantif. They had a double Sfira every night. Maybe the Taka, before the second day, they said, Hayom Yom Echad Bomer. The next day they said, Hayom Yom Echad Bomer, Yom Shnei Yom Bomer. The next day they said, Yom Shnei Yom Bomer, Shloshet. Both. Okay, maybe. Really? So intriguing. What did Sfiras HaOmer used to be like in the days of Sveika Diyoma? So again, I'm giving you two major pieces two puzzles to think about. Number one, the puzzling language of the chinuch, the double puzzling language of the chinuch. You have to count what yesterday was, but without a bracha, then you resume counting with the Jewish people, Im Kol Yisrael. That's a double puzzle language of the chinuch. And you'll take a look at Maamar Kolos 24, and particularly to ask yourself this question, which the Dvar Avraham, Rei Kovner Rav, raises in the tshuva, how did they count Sfira during the centuries, several hundred years, of Sveika Diyoma? So food for thought, and these are fascinating questions in their own right, and they will also hopefully move us to a larger appreciation of, a lumdish appreciation of Sfiras HaOmer, which may grant us a second teretz to be miyashev, the kasha against the Bahag. Abosai, enjoy Bikias, enjoy lunch, enjoy the rest of the day. We will reconvene in Mirchem in this shirum for Mishmar tonight, tentatively at 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Then we'll talk a little bit about shaving during the sphere. I know there have been a lot of questions about that. Maybe we'll open up with that a little bit, and then we'll open the floor to general questions. Kanag every Mishmar, and then we'll get back here, Mirtz Hashem, 9:30 Sunday morning, back in Glock 5 Chai. Have a marvelous, marvelous day.